the CFM studios on the Sunshine Coast. It's the Ellie and Taz podcast.
Before we get into the show, I have something very important. About a week ago, I brought up the fact that you were my best friend.
Oh, yeah.
And you said, you might be like top 50, you said to me.
Yeah, about that.
I want you to detail everybody that's more of a best friend to you than I am right now.
Well,
in order.
It's years.
Start with number one and make your way down to 48 if you have to.
Nah, because I can't put them in order. But it's years served, Taz. You've served like a year.
You base best friends on time spent.
Well, some
friending.
Of my friends I've had for 30 years.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they've known every iteration of the being that is Ellie Cheney.
Give me a number. Where do I sit on the list?
No, I'm not going to give you a number.
How many people are above me?
I don't know.
Who do I have to kill?
You're top 10 on the Sunny Coast.
Jeez, I'm out. Sunny Coast, enjoy the show.
That is offensive.
Maybe top 5. Oh.
On the Maybe. Sunny Coast.
I have a lot of friends.
I've known you for 2.5 years.
Yeah, but we've only really known each other for like
I followed a year. You on Instagram 6 years
that
ago.
That doesn't count as knowing people.
That's because you didn't follow me back, so you've just taken the free like on your Insta.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. A free follow is a free follow.
Great, another fan. Hey, big show. Don't remember what's on it because I've thrown the sheet away that tells me what's on the show, but you'll enjoy
you'll
it.
You'll enjoy it, Turn exactly. It if that's not enough to stick around for, then you suck.
And screw you if you're in the top 4 on the Sunshine Coast of Ellie's best friends, all right?
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
Cheney.
Yes.
That's your name, right? Ellie
my
Cheney.
Surname, yes.
Ellie.
Ellie is my first name,
so
correct.
When you're out, you hear Ellie, you think, oh, someone's talking to me.
Yes.
What other animal uses names? Scientists have officially found one other type of animal to use names. This is breaking, like overnight news.
Breaking news. Dogs? I'm trying to think of something that communicates vocally, verbally.
Yeah.
Chimpanzees?
Oh, no.
Orangutans?
No.
Or pigs? Like I'm going through the gamut of bloody animal noises.
Starts with E.
Eels.
Oh, God. Elephants communicate with each other using individual names. So researchers have used AI to identify almost 500 distinct calls between elephants. And they played the calls to the elephants and found that when the elephant heard its name, it reacted energetically. And when it didn't, it did not react.
I wonder, you know how there's Google Translate for like, is there going to be an elephant Google Translate?
I love so the way your name, way your mind works. It's so good.
Or Ellie the elephant. I mean, surely it's.
That's.
I think Tarrant.
Welcome back. We're the famous for feel good. It's.
and
Taz.
Now, yours is a bit longer. I feel like the shorter your name in English, the longer it is in elephant.
Oh, really? So you're 4 letters.
Yep. So
I'm 3.
Yeah, yeah. Is me. And I don't know why I'm a whale. How does it?
You're lucky you're taken, all right? I'm single over here. This is hurting me doing
Can you
this.
Try and do an elephant noise for me, though.
Terrible.
It's a hard noise to make, isn't it?
It's 4 minutes to 4. Sunny Coast, let's get out of here.
Somewhere in the world, an elephant just heard its name, though, through the radio or CFM.
And a stampede's been caused.
What's up? I like that, Tazzy. Good bit of info. We are Ellie and Taz.
Thanks.
It's CFM.
Brand new to 91.9 CFM. It's your feel-good drive home with Ellie and Taz.
When Big Boss Benny joins us, I like to give him a little power move and say, yeah, you can sit in that chair there, but I put the chair all the way down, so he's way lower than us when he comes into our studio.
Have you got my mic on or not?
He's employed as the boss,
but he wants to be the star.
Go get him, Rockstar.
Big Boss Benny has crowbarred his way onto the show once again.
We're playing your
you
own
You guys are absolute.
Go for it now. You've been talking that whole time while the credit was playing.
Do you realise you are both children?
Yes.
Oh, I mean, our IDs would say otherwise.
Just.
Just. I mean, your ID's your physical age, not your mental age, though. So, you know, fair enough. Speaking of physical ages, you have a 2-year-old son. How's that for a segue? 3?
Unbelievable.
A 3-year-old.
3? When did he turn 3?
Ellie, do you pay any attention?
What? To what?
He's been three for a long time.
Oh, okay. I apologise. You have a three-year-old son. And turns out he's got a bit of gold in that young little mind.
He's a lady killer.
I've jumped on for you, Tassie, you big stud. Now, you've told everyone, the world knows you're single, right?
Mm.
Right, cool. So I just thought I'd let you know that I've got some advice from my three-year-old son for you.
Great.
Because, you're on the tune again.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. On the tune.
You're
I mean, I wouldn't say that.
I don't know.
But
what is it? Can we just define on the tune just so we know, don't get any legal trouble?
On the tune would
picking up chicks.
Well, that's the bloke way to say it. I was going to say potentially getting to know another member of the female species and developing a relationship.
Lovely. Okay. That's great. A beautiful way to put it.
I am on the tune.
Okay.
Just a bit of bloke chat here. Okay. You can turn your mic off. I don't need
you. Can we start talking about your three-year-old?
Well, I said to him, this is really cute, and I thought I'd share this with you because there's such simplicity to kids and such honesty that maybe this might help you in finding that special lady.
How can he
at the
help?
Moment.
What has he written? Well, some sort of masterclass? Like, do I need to listen to his podcast?
The other day.
What do I need?
No, imagine that. He's going to his own podcast. No, I said to JD the other day, I was like, mate, I'm going to take you to kindy. Go the boys, lads. Try to pump him up for a boys' trip to kindy. And I said, and Mel always tells me off for playing the whole let's go pick up some chicks cards, right?
Right.
She goes, don't tell him that. Anyway, I said to him, let's go get some girls. He goes, yeah, pick up some chicks, Dad. He doesn't know what that means. He doesn't know what that means, right? But I said, on a serious note, JD, I said, buddy, if you were to want to impress a girl or get their attention, what would you ask them?
Mm.
And he gave me three things I want to share with you. And these are ridiculously
cute. Are these opening
cute.
Lines that these I could be
work,
using?
Right?
Okay, I'll write them down.
The first one he said was, want to share a muesli bar.
That actually, Chaney, do you think that would
you,
work?
Are you actually taking notes right now?
Want to share a muesli bar.
Isn't that ridiculously
pop this
adorable?
Into your Tinder.
In his little world, to go up to another little girl at kindy, want to share a muesli bar, it's adorable, right?
To be totally. Fair, that would work on me like outside the clubs on Ocean Street. You know, if I'm sitting on a park bench on Ocean Street and a guy comes up and says, hey, want to share my muesli bar? I say, yes, I'm starving. The line for kebabs is really long.
I think Chaney's got bad choice in men.
Fair.
If anyone's offering you muesli bars at 1 a.m, Chaney, I'd be running, mate. But my son, a little bit cute there. The second
very
one
cute.
Is he said, he goes, what about nuggets and sauce?
Oh!
Because nuggets are nuggets to kids are like the best thing in the world, right?
Yeah.
What about nuggets and sauce?
Taz
you
is
know what?
Taking notes.
I'll use these.
This
as
could
opening
work.
Lines.
I don't know about the muesli bar one. The nugget thing could
I
work.
I think nuggets and sauce, I think will work.
And then he goes like this, and he's like, Dad, girls love hot chips.
Hot chips?
Hot chips.
Okay.
Yeah, they do.
Like you'd go to a fish and chip shop. Or
yeah.
Correct.
What, so I just go hot chips, question mark?
Well, that was how he said it. In his brain, I think he's saying, you know, maybe let's talk.
We need to do something with hot chips.
Around hot chips.
How
with
good.
This.
So why don't I just do how good are hot chips?
Yeah.
As
so
an opening
I just
line.
Thought the simplicity of my son, I just thought, one, it was cute and I just kind of wanted to share. And two, there you go, buddy. Put that towards the tune.
Okay. Thank you. So I'll use, hang on. So the three opening lines that I use this week on the apps.
Yeah.
Want to share a muesli bar.
Maybe that's cute in his world.
No,
that,
I'm going to leave it. I'm
for a
31-year-old
male, that
it.
May
I'll
not. As Ellie said, she's like, it would work at 1 a.m. on Ocean Street. No, it wouldn't.
Hopefully it works like 7 o'clock on a Wednesday. What about nuggets and sauce?
He and loves nuggets and sauce.
How do you feel about hot chips?
Done. You're in. All right, well, I expect a game recap
over.
Just quickly,
of
before you go
gone.
To, because Ellie's got her finger on the thing to go to the break. Mm. I thought nuggets and taking a girl up for nuggets is a thing now.
Absolutely.
Oh, totally. I think it'll work.
No,
I think
but
that gone one are the has days my best of chance of working.
Take him to a nice restaurant or a pub. Just take him for a 10-pack of nugs.
24-pack, mate.
Why not? You splurge a little.
Don't even have to dine
Daddy's
in.
Had a big week. Yeah.
All right. Well, Tassie, we will check in back with you next week to see if any of these have worked. Or tomorrow, depending on how quickly the chicks respond.
Going to need to start buying some muesli bars.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
Cast your mind back a few months ago when Taylor Swift was in town. The Eras Tour. Right?
What a time to be alive that was.
What a time to be alive. And we found out some details of what Taylor Swift had on her tour rider.
You so the rider is? What the artists ask for, right?
Like, yeah, so it's kind of, they send it ahead of time to the venues that they're going to be playing at and they go, hey, when Taylor Swift is in town, make sure you have this in her dressing room.
How famous do you have to be to get a rider? You know, like, could we get one here? Just send it to our boss each day.
What would you like in your rider?
Chicken twisties.
Yeah.
And Coke Zero.
Sorry, we've only got cheese twisties.
Oh, look, I'll take them. Okay. Begrudgingly.
Well, I've got a list of things that's on a Taylor Swift rider. So have a listen to this. She's got a big team. So it's, this probably isn't all for her,
mm-hmm.
but still, her team, her and her team want chocolate milk, bottled grape juice.
Bottled grape juice, like yep. Ribena?
I'm guessing so. Well,
is bottled grape juice just another word for wine?
Oh, hello. tortillas, butter, shredded cheddar cheese,
yum.
Kraft macaroni and cheese, red licorice Twizzlers.
Mm-hmm.
Have you had Twizzlers before?
I think I have had a Twizzler before, yeah.
Two different kinds of Ben and Jerry's.
Oh, which flavours?
So this is the one when she was on the, in the US. They wanted the choc chip cookie dough
yep.
and the brownie.
Yep, good options. Well done,
great.
Taylor. Proud of you.
Box of microwave popcorn and a 6-pack of Diet Pepsi.
See, you say this is for a team, but like that's not a lot of food. If there's just one of each of those things.
Yeah, it's macaroni and cheese.
Also, dare I say,
wine.
Not the most nutritious
no.
of menus.
No.
Mac and cheese.
So, and she also has an 11 a.m. Starbucks order every morning. So this is what her team oh. bring her. No matter where in the world she is, mm-hmm. she gets a Starbucks order. It is a grande... A grande iced caramel latte.
Caramel, I picked it.
And a grande iced Americano with soy milk. And she also has one slice of pumpkin loaf.
Ugh.
I'm not seeing any fruit
no.
in this.
Where's the protein?
No vegetables, no meat. It's just chocolate milk, wine, and macaroni and cheese for Taylor Swift.
A lot of sugar, a lot of carbs. But you know what? Good on her.
It's the Eras Tour, baby.
She does 3-hour workouts every single night. Oh, Taylor, well done. All right, so where do we end up on our Ellie and Taz rider?
I definitely want at least a packet of Tim Tams in the studio.
All right. Bosses, is this thing on? No one's come to our door with our rider
weird.
Yet, Taz. What's
it's
up
almost
with
like
that?
They're not listening.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Ellie and Taz. On 91.9 CFM.
Hey, Crazy Town.
Yes.
That is...
One hit wonder.
...what the Sunnies Coast turned into on the weekend.
Okay.
Because at a local sporting game, match between the Maroochydore Roos
yeah.
and the North Shore Jets,
yeah.
a scuffle broke out that was so large... That the game ended up being called off.
What age were the players?
So this is under-13s, Tassie.
Oh
under-13s mixed division.
So they're 12.
Yep.
11 and 12-year-olds playing sport.
Yep. So what's happened is...
bring back the biff.
Yeah, literally. They've watched Origin and thought, hey, I'm going to do this on the AFL field.
Yeah.
Allegedly, North Shore player has run up to a Maroochydore player and okay. spear tackled him at halftime.
Okay.
So after the play had, you know, broken yep. up.
Right.
And then the Maroochydore
I don't know
players,
AFL. Is that allowed?
No, that's
okay.
not allowed.
Okay,
no,
all right.
Certainly not. Spear tackling, not allowed just generally. But that player's dad has then gotten involved
yeah.
and he's gone up and sworn at the kid who's tackled his kid. And then the other player's dad comes in. He goes and tackles the Maroochydore coach. And then it's just all out brawl.
Hang on. Is that allowed in AFL?
None of it's okay. allowed.
Just check.
Can confirm.
I don't know the rules, all right?
As someone who's watched a lot of AFL, none of it allowed. Not at halftime.
The coaches usually don't get tackled.
The coaches usually don't get tackled. Yep. Absolutely. So just chaos has erupted from all accounts. I mean, I wasn't there. I'm just getting this...
allegedly.
Yeah, account from the Courier Mail. If anyone was there, though, feel free to give us a call. Fill us in on
yeah.
the eyewitness account. But it just... the kids' sport... it brings out the worst in parents.
Yeah,
I've seen it so much over the years.
We get a little animalistic with it, don't we?
We do.
Parents especially, they'll take their kids and you know, you might have played sport when you were a kid.
Yeah.
And now you're a parent, you go, okay, well now hopefully my son can...
living my dreams.
...can carry on from where I left off and
yes.
yada yada. And, you know, they're just kids having fun.
Exactly. I don't understand it. I mean, I'm not a super competitive person at my core. You know, I'm kind of...
Kids are really unco.
But that's the thing,
you know what I mean?
Right?
Like, they're just trying to do their thing and have fun and that's what we're always telling them.
Yes.
But in the back of the heads, our heads of the parents are going, I do want to win.
I want my kid to be the best
really?
On the field.
Yeah.
But I just don't understand.
I want that free McDonald's voucher they'll give the MVP at the end of the game.
How does it erupt into violence? Like, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
If you think about it, you know, I'm sure these parents go away and be like, oh, that's embarrassing. I just got into a brawl at the under-12s.
I'm
you know,
a banker.
Like,
what the hell am
yeah.
I spear tackling coaches for?
Yes. Honestly, check yourselves, parents. But we do want to ask this afternoon, what happened at the kids' sport. 545-11919. Did an all-in brawl occur?
Oh, I want it. Yeah, I can't wait to hear these stories.
Well, one of the things I'm most excited about for one day having kids is going to their sport.
What would you like? So personally, what would you like them to play?
I want them to play AFL.
Okay.
I want them to play netball because they're my favourite
sports. But of course, the right answer is...
whatever they want to, I guess.
But you do have a little bite. You're like, you'll be going, oh, here's a Sharon though. What do you think about that? Ellie, but, she's won.
Yeah. Oh,
she's
won.
Footy.
Don't you worry about that. But the more I hear about these crazy things happening at kids' sport, maybe I'm like, oh, maybe I don't want them playing sport. Mm. Because over the weekend, a brawl broke out at a Maroochydore Roos game. That led to the game being shut down. Under 13s.
Kids AFL on the weekend. Mm-hmm. Under 13s.
Yep, parents involved, coaches involved.
Couple of spear tackles.
Yep, oh. Exactly. Not ideal. So we want to know what happened at the kids' sport. Let's go to Layla. Hello, Layla.
Hi.
Now, Layla, has something happened at the kids' sport?
Oh, I'm actually a player and I'm on the way to footy right now.
Ooh, okay.
Next to me is my mum. She's kind of embarrassing on the sideline. But every time she's watching, nothing really happens. But as soon as she turns around, I score or something interesting happens.
So
and,
good.
Some kids we play against, they need to watch their language. Like, they're always swearing at us if they don't get what they want. And the refs don't even care about it.
Oh, Layla, how old are you?
12.
And what's your mum like on the sideline, Layla? What is she doing that's so embarrassing?
Ew! Go, Layla!
Well, that sounds quite nice.
I was going to say, she's just supporting you, Layla. What's wrong with that?
Everything.
Ah, yeah. Oh, embarrassing when you're 12 too. You don't want your parents there. Hey, Layla's mum, can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Are you a proud parent when you watch Layla play?
I'm a very proud parent. I've got two kids in one in footy. Mm. So I've got my daughter in touch and my son's in rugby. And I'm not the only parent on the side in rugby. We are yelling at our kids. Go down the side, go in the middle, everywhere. I've turned around once on one day and it was like, yep, I've just embarrassed myself.
I think you should be looking away more often, Mum, because every time you do, Layla's scoring and we want Layla to score lots of tries, all right? So maybe you shouldn't be watching the game.
I ended up going for a run last week because I'm like, I'm not watching this today. I'm going for a run.
Love it.
Oh, love that. Thank you, Layla and Mum. Keep the calls coming, Sunny Coast.
Yeah, and I love the support from Mum too.
Yeah, absolutely. That's
Layla's
how it should
going,
be.
Oh, it's so embarrassing. She's cheering me on.
Yes. But you'd rather have... Hey, actually, Layla, are you still there?
Yes.
Would you rather have your mum cheering for you on the sidelines or going in an all-in brawl with the coach like the parents did last weekend?
Oh, that's what your dad does.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All
right. That's
all
what
right.
Dad does.
Okay. It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
Last week, Tazzy, we received a message to our CFM Instagram.
Yeah, we sure did, from Dylan. I went for a run actually yesterday, day before, and it was freezing. However, this guy is going to be going for a run every single day of June.
Yeah. His message says, I'm currently trying to raise $1,000 for mental health via the Black Dog Institute. Great charity. I'm doing a 5K run every day for the month of June. And I really want to try and make a difference and smash this out of the park. What are the chances of getting a shout out on the radio for people to check out my Insta with the link in the bio to donate?
Great. I love this. You and I talked about it. We went, yep, we've got some space on the show. More than happy to help him out. But we just want to make sure that he's genuine.
Absolutely.
We get a lot of emails of different sorts of things. We want to make sure this isn't a scam.
Exactly. So we're going to call him right now and see if he's doing his 5Ks.
If he's not running... Let's
hang
We're
not up. Giving him a shout out. We won't plug his Insta.
Yep, I agree. All right, let's dial him right now. It is calling as we speak. This is Dylan from Watulla. 5Ks a day.
Hello.
I hear footsteps.
I hear footsteps. I think so. Dylan, hello.
How are you?
Good, Dylan. You're live on the radio with Ellie and Taz on CFM. How are you?
I'm good. How are you going?
You sound quite, your breath sounds
chipper,
good, you know. You don't sound like you're dead. Are you currently running your 5Ks for the 11th of June?
I am. I'm on the 11th day and I possibly could be going to cardiac arrest at any moment.
Whereabouts
are you?
Dylan, whereabouts are you running at the moment?
I'm just doing the Cotton Tree or the Surf Club, the Cotton Tree Run.
Oh, nice. That's a beautiful run. Relatively flat, too. Are you talking Alex Surf Club to Maroochydore?
No, it's the original Surf Club to, I reckon I'll probably hit the end of Raven Avenue and then I'll spin around.
Beautiful. He sounds good, Taz. He sounds like he's got a lot left in the tank.
Paint the picture for us, Dylan.
I'm a bit of a gazelle.
Well, I asked him to paint a picture and he did just that. So where exactly are you right now and what's happening around there?
I'm out from somewhere called the Black Swan Park in Cotton Tree.
Beautiful. Wow.
There's some picnics, some lovely couples. Just remind me how single I am. not much.
Dylan, are we on to promote the Black Dog Institute and their work with mental health or to get you a date, okay? What are we plugging here?
Bit of both.
So he's running 5Ks a day. You've done 50. By the end of today, you will have done 55Ks this month. You'll be running every day. How do people get involved, Dylan? Where do we need to go?
Pretty much just head to my Insta. Like, if you guys could chuck that up in your story, everyone will be able to just head over to that. The link's in my bio. So I just got to take a breath here. I feel like I'm going to pass out.
If you could recite Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled pepper as well while you're at it, that'd be great.
Oh, that just threw my brain into a puddle of mud. What was that?
No, I'm kidding.
But pretty much just head to my Instagram. The link's in the bio there. We're hoping to hit $1,000 by the end of the month.
Amazing.
Huge, Dylan. It's so good. Hey, we've helped you out. You've got the exposure of our radio show. You now need to do something for us, all right?
All right, what do you want me to do?
Well, you're obviously running at the moment. There's people around in Cotton Tree. We need you to spruik the show. Can you shout, I love Ellie and Taz on CFM?
All right, hold on. Let me get inside all the people and I'll do it.
More people.
Here we go.
I love Ellie and Taz on CFM.
There he goes. He's a legend. He's a gazelle and he's single, ladies and gentlemen. So find him on Instagram. Make sure you tag us as well, Dylan. We'll see if we can get it up on our stories this afternoon.
I will. And just quickly, I've got a bit of a secondary challenge. If we hit 2K, I'll do my final 5K in my underwear at 5 a.m. in the morning.
Oh. And maybe then we don't want you yelling, I love Ellie and Taz. We'll keep that.
Oh, and also, I'll add into it. I hear Big Boss Benny Crowbars his way onto the show a bit.
Yeah.
I reckon every time he does it, $50.
$50 from Big Boss Benny?
100%.
Oh, Dylan, look, we'll see. I mean, he's a bit of a tight ass, but we'll try. We'll try.
We'll try, Dylan. We can't even get a free lunch out of him.
Dylan, great effort. $1,000 for the Black Dog Institute is your target. Thank you for coming on the show and running the whole way through. It's very impressive. And head to...
I didn't think I'd be able to do it, but we did it.
Yeah.
I hear he's a bit of a gazelle.
You and me both. We'll chuck a link
up. I am
the
gazelle or toaster.
We'll chuck a link up on our stories now. Thanks, Dylan. Happy running.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
A little bit of Ed Sheeran. He could be the guy behind the song that we have to guess today in a bit of Bandle.
Bandle, our favourite game. It's the game where a song gets broken down into its layers, like drums and brass and backing vocals.
And synth.
Synth. I still don't even really know what synth is. Is that just a computer-generated sound?
Yeah, it's
sound?
Synthetic sounds.
There you go. You learn something new every day. Oh, goodness. There's a tab open on my computer,
yeah.
And I don't know where it's coming from. Wonderful. Oh, I can't find it.
Okay, hang on. Do you want me to come around?
No, I found it. Okay. All good.
Professional, everybody. This is why she gets paid the medium dollars.
I was closing every single tab I had open. But no, we are here to play. If you think you know the song that's being broken down into its layers, please call us, 545-11919.
Yeah, you're playing against me and Ellie this afternoon as well, because neither of us have put this together. It is literally a game that is on the website that we get to play on our radio show. So good.
Here we go. We know that it's from 2015 this year.
Oh. 2015.
I had an idea, but I think that's it.
It's early. Wow. Weird.
At first I thought it was Usher, oh my God, but that's 2011,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to the second layer.
I wonder when they were going to pick this one.
Do you know it?
Pretty sure I know it.
I don't think I know it. 545-11919 if you think you do. Layer 3. Now you're not looking sure anymore, Tassie.
I've tried to type it in as an answer. It's not even coming up. Let's go to the phones.
They're lighting up.
Sunny Coast thinks they know it already. Let's go to line one. Is this Tom?
Yep, sure is.
Hey, legend. You haven't played this already. You haven't cheated, have you?
No, I haven't, no.
All right, what do you think it is?
I reckon it's Panda. Is it?
Oh, it could
Panda,
be.
Panda, like Panda. Panda.
Yeah.
I got broads
yeah,
in Atlanta.
One.
I don't know.
Don't think so. I got broads in Atlanta. I really like that as an
it
idea.
It is a good song.
It's pretty close, bud.
It is close.
I think it was a great guess. It's not letting me type it in, unfortunately, because we're playing along just like you, Tom.
Mm, all right. Thank you, Tom. The other line has just dropped out, which means let's go to layer number 4.
Great guess, though. So it's called, if you think you know what it is, Sunny Coast, give us a call, 545-11919. I got it.
Yeah, you did. You absolutely did.
Yeah, and the phones are all lighting up right now.
Shall we see what Paige from Watala has to say? Hello, Paige.
Hi.
What song do you think it is?
Now, I don't actually know the actual name, but is it Hey Mama? Hey Mama.
That's
the wrong song. But yes, it is. It's called Hey Mama by David Guetta featuring Nicki Minaj, Bebe Rexha and Afrojack.
Wow. Well done, Tazzy. Well done, Paige.
Well done,
good
Paige.
Guess. That's a banger. Should we bring that song back into rotation?
We should totally bring
CFM.
That song back.
All
love
right.
It.
Good on ya.
Ellie and Taz. On 91.9 CFM.
When have you had to push through the pain? And we could be giving you a double pass to the Lightning versus the Vixens this Saturday. You can become a member today, sunshinecoastlightning.com.au. These are hot property. Go into the netball, these tickets, if you want them. How did you push through the pain? Because a story's actually come out in the last couple of days of something that happened at the Taylor Swift Eras Tour a couple of months ago when she was here in Australia.
Oh, I was going to say, is that still going? Is she still on tour?
Yes, she's just started. 2 days ago, she started her UK leg of the tour.
Gosh.
So she's about a year in and she's got, I think it's another 3/4 of a year to go.
Do you reckon you get bored doing the same show every
100%.
Night?
100%. I think by show 50, you're just rolling your arm over. But millions of dollars a time, so...
Yeah, sure, I'll do it for a couple of million.
Yeah, totally. So imagine it's February, Melbourne, Taylor Swift Eras Tour, right? This is hype. This is the maximum hype that we had over here for Swifties.
Yeah.
There was a lady, Jen, 31, that actually went into labour mid-show.
Oh! So Taylor's up there busting this out.
Yep. And she's holding in a kid.
Oh,
so she
goodness.
Bought $600 VIP tickets.
Oh, that's expensive.
Not just generic run-of-the-mill $250 or whatever they were. These were $600. Her and her partner went along and she started having the contractions midway through the show and she says that she's held in the bowling ball between my legs for the next hour and a half because she really desperately wanted to stay there. When they bought the tickets, she said that they did the maths and thought that, well, it's going to be cutting it a little fine, and turns out they were. As the night progressed, it says here, the contractions intensified. Jen said, midway through the midnight's set, she thought, oh my God, I'm going to have this baby right now.
Imagine just dropping fetus at a Taylor Swift concert. I'll go to Craig in Kings Beach.
Who?
Oh, I just amalgamated your name and your suburb there, Craig. Have you pushed through the pain, bud?
Oh, g'day. Yeah, my son, he was getting into cross-country running at school and that, and I promised him I'd do this 5K fun run with him, and about 500 metres in, I felt my hammy go. Oh. So it was a long 4.5Ks to finish, but I managed to push through.
4.5Ks to go.
That's an early hammy as well.
Oh. Yeah, it was just tightening up. Yeah, it was like, yeah, unbelievable. Yep, by the end of it, but I managed to get there, so that was good.
Did you match your son's pace?
Yeah, well, he was only a little fella, so yeah, my strides were still a little bit bigger than his. So, we weren't setting any speed records, that's for sure. But we got there in the end. That's the main thing.
Good on you, Craig. Good leading by example, pushing through the pain.
Oh no, I don't think leading by example. I think calling for help if you've done a hammy, that should be leading by example, son. If you really hurt yourself, ask for help.
Talking about pushing through the pain at the moment.
Jen was 31 and she went to the Eras Tour early this year, to the Taylor Swift Eras Tour in Melbourne. And as the night progressed, the contractions of her labour got worse. That's right. She went to labour mid-show, but she'd spent $600 on her tickets, so she needed to push through, but she did think halfway through, oh, my God, I'm going to have this baby right now.
You know what would have been a bad song to have come on in the concert while you're in labour?
Breathe, Taylor, breathe.
You just couldn't sing along. Very contraction-based, that song.
Earlier we heard from Craig from King's Beach. He was 500 metres into a 5K run and he did his hammy. He had to push through the rest of it.
Not ideal.
No.
Let's go back to the phones now, though. Pete in Mooloola Valley, have you had to push through the pain?
Well, mine's a running story too, so it probably tells you running's not very good for you. But I was doing my first marathon a couple of years ago, and it was a trail marathon at Rainbow Beach. Yeah. And there's a bit where you go up DI Point Lighthouse and back down, and I blew my knee out, and it was about 26K in, I think. So I had another sort of, 16K or so to go. So I sort of just hobbled and limped through the bush by myself for 16K to the end.
Oh, wow.
On a busted knee. That's not really something you can, you know, put weight on when
there was no one around. I couldn't find anyone around to help me. I did have some strapping in my pack, so I strapped my knee and just, off I went.
Oh. What did the doc say?
Did you end up to get back?
Yeah, did you end up going to see a doctor afterwards? And what did you say to them after?
No, I didn't see a doctor. I just let the swelling go down and let it get better and, back running.
back out running.
He has no ligaments left, but who needs him? Who needs him? Pete, that is impressive.
No, ligaments overrated.
Yeah.
Ligaments, tendons.
Yeah, cartilage, don't need any of it.
Thank you, Pete. Let's go down the line now we've got Shelley from Nambour. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hey, Shelley, when did you push through the pain?
Okay, so I was about to grade for my first darn black belt, and during the warm-up, I pretty much tore my calf muscle. But I was 9 weeks pregnant at the time, so I just had to push through it and grade because I knew there was no way I was going to be able to grade when I was 6 months pregnant.
So you have to grade, don't you, for the new belt. So you had to go through a certain set of challenges for it, Shell?
Yep. And that included sparring and everything. We all were hobbling.
Oh, my goodness. So you're pregnant and you have a torn calf and you're punching people.
Yeah.
And that's getting punched.
That's like something out the end of Karate Kid. Yeah. Remember? He goes down, he's super hurt, and he has to do the one-leg kick. Shelley, wow.
Did you end up getting the belt, Shelley?
I did.
Hey!
Well done. Shelley's the black belt.
Huge. Huge. Lovely. Thanks for your call, Shell.
That's it for Ellie and Taz today. If you missed anything, download their podcasts. Search Ellie and Taz in your podcast app. 91.9 CFM.